This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Ordered by U.S. President Donald Trump, a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport has taken the life of Iran's leading military figure, who is being mourned in Tehran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Tweeting from his Florida club, the president writes Qasem Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago, saying he ordered the strike because Soleimani was planning to kill many Americans. His top diplomat echoed that.
There was an imminent attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends saying there was no choice.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
While Pompeo says he hopes Iran will now de-escalate, American allies and rivals alike worry about the opposite, that it'll spiral into a Mideast crisis. Tehran is vowing revenge, and a French diplomat says we are waking up in a more dangerous world. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The key at this point, how will Iran choose to respond? Here's AP's Mike Grazia.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Grazia.
Israeli reaction to the killing of Qasem Soleimani was predictably upbeat. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Just as Israel has the right of self-defense, the United States has exactly the same right. Qasem Soleimani is responsible for the death of American citizens and many other innocent people. He was planning more such attacks. President Trump deserves all the credit for acting swiftly, forcefully, decisively.
From Washington, this is VOA News. More on our top story. Former Obama administration Assistant Secretary of Defense Derek Chollet says it is hard to overstate the immensity of Qasem Soleimani's killing.
It's a seismic event in the Middle East. It's probably the riskiest American military action in the Middle East since the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And it leads to a similar amount of uncertainty about the way forward.
With the U.S. airstrike on Baghdad Airport comes the question of American presidential authority. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with a report.
American presidents have claimed authority to act without congressional approval if U.S. personnel or American interests are facing an imminent threat. The Pentagon said the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani was planning an attack against U.S. forces and diplomats. But Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's no current authorization that covers the possibility of starting a new war. He's demanding that President Trump provide a full explanation to Congress and the American people. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Carlos Ghosn, the former head of Nissan, is in his native Lebanon, now a wanted man. Here is AP correspondent Karen Shamis.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sohan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The general prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sohan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House says President Trump has warned Turkey outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. The background, Turkish President Erdogan's plan to send a military force into Libya. Here is Emma McCarthy of Reuters.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes.
That was Emmer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.